I'm Angie Carlson, and I am a pharmacist with 42 years of experience, a professor at the University of Minnesota, and the director of research for a health economics and outcomes research company.
Insulin's been around since the 1920s, mm-hmm. and that it...
This is an old drug, although in the 1920s, these were animal-based products. So in the 1920s, we used insulin from cows and pigs. So it was bovine or porcine insulin-based products, which, you know, caused their own problems, right? But it was a byproduct of the meatpacking industry. And there was an ability to extract and make this product.
So what is insulin now made out of?
Insulin today is recombinant insulin, and so it is actually made from bacteria, believe it or not.
So in a lab?
Yes, it's all generated in the lab from bacteria, and then we take that product after the bacteria have been, you know, doing their little thing, and it's purified, it's recombined to look like human insulin. So it's a synthetic product now. Today's insulin is a lot better than where we were in the 70s.
When did today's insulin become the thing? Like, was it in the 80s,
or
was it just in 2000 that we got the new insulin?
Well, we began moving away from animal products, you know, in the 80s and then in the 90s. Today we have insulins, and we've learned all kinds of things about insulin and how it works and what are the variations in your body. And so we take all of that into account, and there are persons with diabetes that only need to take insulin once a day, but if you can't afford it, even once a day is too many times.
So what I hear you saying, Angie, though, is like we should expect some benefit from this price increase is directly related to some benefit in technology changes, right? Sure. Like, so like there's advances in technology, advances in like how drugs are manufactured, and that does create could potentially create slightly higher costs.
So this is from 2017, a Business Journal article. Over the past 20 years, the price of a gallon of milk has climbed 23%. The sticker price on a Dodge Caravan minivan rose 21%. And the list price of one of those human insulin drugs shot up 1,157%.
Yep. That sounds probably in the ballpark of how much drug prices can increase relative to other consumer goods. We don't have any oversight of that. Should it have gone up that high, considering that we learned how to make insulin this way in the 80s, and today is 2018? At what point do you continue to need to pay for the advancement in technology and quality of healthcare that particular discovery delivered? The price that gets set comes from the manufacturer of the product, and the government does not enter into that discussion. So not at CMS, not at FDA, I mean, nowhere would there be someone to do this.